And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was from new stuff from Toronto's Mets. Their new album is out called Automat. And you heard a track off of it called Can't Understand. And that was the new album put out on Sub Pop Records just a couple weeks ago. So definitely check it out if you haven't. I think almost all of their stuff has come out on the Sub Pop label. I'm gonna have to look up this album a little bit more. I'm not sure if Steve Albini had recorded this one, but yeah, anyways, once again, Mets, based out of Toronto. So I'm gonna be on air until 11 p.m tonight, playing a pretty wide variety of stuff, a little bit more kind of rock oriented in this first half, and then we'll get to a little bit more louder experimental stuff, and then some more electronic stuff towards the end of the program. Up next, we're going to hear some brand new stuff into the station. You're going to hear some new stuff from You've Changed Records. The latest is something from Shotgun Jimmy, and a new album is called Transistor Sister 2. I do believe it's part 2 of an album series. You'll hear the track called Cool All the Time. After that, a group called Little Me, based out of St. John. And they have a new album called Heard to Say, Not Knowing, and you can hear the track called Traveled. So, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Shotgun Jimmy.
I wanna be
these days. Planet Earth is feeling hotter and hotter. The oceans are heating up. People's minds are boiling hot. So you might feel like losing your patience and only being cool a part of the time, or maybe three quarters of the time. Well, that's just not good enough, Jim. I need you to be on this full time, okay? I need you to be cool all the time.
I get so tired of making mistakes.
I traveled to the far, but you gave way. NRG Concerts presents. Detroit indie rocker Steph Chura will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret on August 1st with Vancouver's own Dadweed. Don't miss this show and grab your tickets at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and craft sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was something from Little You, Little Me, with a track called Traveled, and that's taken off an album called Hard to Say, Not Knowing, and they are based out of St. John's, and you can check them out at lylm.bandcamp.com. Prior to that was Shotgun Jimmy's new album called Transistor Sister 2, and you hear the track called Cool All the Time. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And we're going to move away a little bit from the rock stuff and take a little bit of a left turn in this next set. And you're going to hear some kind of experimental electronic artists, and the first of which is brand new, reissued stuff from Vatican Shadow, which is one of the projects of Dominic Furno, also the person behind such acts as Purient, as well as Rainforest Spiritual Enslavement, and also the person behind the amazing Hospital Productions records. Very versatile artist, and some of his projects tend to have a lot different sound. Purient tends to be a little bit more heavy noise electronica and power electronics. The Vatican Shadow stuff tends to be a little bit more dark and menacing electronic industrial music. So one of his early releases that Vatican Shadow put out was a very limited run cassette called Byzantine Private CIA that had originally came out in, I think, early 2010. And it was a pretty limited run, very few tapes that were released. So it was really hard record to actually find. But it was recently repressed this month on Hospital Productions. And you're going to hear a track from it, something called Archbishop 911. After Vatican Shadow, you can hear some new stuff from an artist named Martin, who makes some pretty interesting kind of grimy jungle-type music, and it's out on a label called Ostgut Tund Records. And Martin has a three-track EP that you can hear. You'll hear the track called Odds Against Us. So we'll just hear these two tracks, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a recently reissued stuff from Vatican Shadow. We'll be right back. That was new stuff from Martin. That was a track called Odds Against Us, and it's taken from an EP of the same name that was put out on the Ostega Ton record label. And it's making some pretty interesting kind of dubstep, post-grime kind of stuff. Check it out at ostega.bandcamp.com. And prior to Martin, you heard something from the brand new reissued release from Vatican Shadow. The Byzantine Private CIA was just reissued, and you heard the track called Archbishop 911. And you tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, you can hear one of my favorite labels that I play pretty often, and that's Lies Records. Their latest release is a collaboration between an artist named Anne I, which is the work of a guy named Doug Lee, collaborating with a guy named Unhuman. And the latest is a self-titled release that they just put out. I think it's a four-track type deal, which is a self-titled release, as is most of the records on this record label. So you're going to hear the track called, I'm probably really going to butcher it, but I think it's Entschuldigung. Anyways, just check it out at liesrecords.com. So I think we'll just hear this one track. It's kind of long, not super long, but we'll just hear this one track and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. It's right here. This is brand new stuff from Lies Records. This is something from N.I. and Unhuman right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes!
we're back. That was brand new stuff from NI and Unhuman. New stuff put out on Lies Records. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. So we'll take a short break from the electronic stuff, and we're going to get into a little bit more loud and experimental music in this next set. And we're going to hear the highly anticipated new album from Lingua Ignota. It was just put out, and it's getting some pretty good reviews online nowadays. The new album is called Caligula, and it was just put out on Profound Lore Records out of Eastern Canada. And you can hear a track off of it, second track called Do You Doubt Me, Traitor. It's a kind of a longer track. It clocks in at around 10 minutes, and some pretty dark and haunting music. And if you get the chance to see her live, definitely take it. She had come through Vancouver a couple of years ago playing with The Body. She did a pretty big tour with them. And the drummer of The Body has actually collaborated on this album, amongst other artists, such as local artist The Rita, also appeared on this album, among others. So definitely check it out. Possibly going to be on my year-end album list, but I'm going to have to listen to it a little bit more. So I think we're just going to hear this track, and perhaps in this next set we might hear some stuff from The Body. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Lingua Ignota. This track is called Do You Doubt Me, Traitor.
Can you doubt me? Thank you.
And that was new stuff from Lingua Ignota. That was a track called Do You Doubt Me, Traitor, taking off the new Caligula album. And that was just released on Profound Lore Records. And what you're going to hear next is something from The Body. And this is an artist that I mentioned that she had toured with. The drummer of The Body had collaborated on this recent album. You're going to hear an older album from The Body from 2014. It's called I Shall Die Here. And this is put out on the Brooklyn label called Ring International Records. A lot of their stuff has been released on Thrill Jockey Records the past few years. You're going to hear a track called Alone All The Way. And they'll probably be back in Vancouver. They play here quite often. And the last show that they played was a few months ago. After The Body, you're going to hear something from local artists, Akita. They have a new album out called The Ivory Tower Lays on Its Side. You're going to hear this track called Who Is This For? And you can check it out at akitarules.bandcamp.com. It's a pretty interesting local metal of kind of different varieties, I guess. It's kind of, they say metalcore a whole bunch on their Bandcamp, but I guess I'll let you be the judge of that. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from The Body. This track is called Alone All The Way.
I've got two choices. I either actually go through with it, or I say, you know what, I'm too scared right now. I don't want to do it. If I go through with it, I die, as I must at some point. If I don't go through with it, my choice is essentially to suffer and to inflict suffering on my family and then die. Possibly in a way that is considerably more stressful and painful than this way. I've got death. I've got supporting and death. Well, gee, you know, this becomes a lot of sense. Some people who will look at this and say, no, suicide is wrong. God is wrong. We'll be right back.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Locals, Akita. That was a track called Who Is This For? And before that was The Body with Alone All the Way. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. Keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. I'll be back next week with some more music. And tonight we're going to end off the program with an artist out of Berlin. And it's the work of Alexandra Zakharenko. And she goes under the name of Perilla. She's got a new album out on the Spheric record label, which is the label that put out some stuff such as Space Africa is one of the albums that came out on that label. And you're going to hear a new EP, I guess, called Perilla. No, sorry, it's called Irer Dent. And from Perilla, you're going to hear a track called Message from Another Table. It's kind of dark, ambient, very brooding electronica. So definitely check out some more stuff from her. So yeah, I'll be back next week with some more great music right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Perilla.